This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you very much, Tritely. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Lucius still living it up on vacation. He'll be back next week. Rangers are off tonight. They're going to host the Rays tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:30 pregame. Looking forward to that and looking forward to absolutely to Jack Leiter's next start. You know, this is one of the exciting things about this season so far. You know, after that start he had last year, September 20th, 5 innings pitched, he gave up 6 earned runs, walked 2 guys, gave up 6 hits. You know, it pushed his ERA close to 10. I thought, you know, it was a day that was ominous for the, you know, medium-term future into this year. But whatever he did in the offseason to come back this year and, you know, put in the 10 innings of work that he's had so far, it's, you know, absolutely a big candidate here for breakout player of the year, I think, in the big leagues.
No, it's done a nice job. And, you know, it's – he's – I wonder – and we've asked this question, but I don't know if we've got a complete answer for it, or maybe you guys have an answer for it. Has following Nathan Eovaldi in the rotation been one of those things where Nathan Eovaldi has done such a good job against the hitters that – that maybe that Jack Leiter has benefited from it a little bit, learning, but the way that Eovaldi has kind of been able to control bats, kind of give him a blueprint of maybe how to attack. I know he doesn't have probably the talent of Nathan Eovaldi, but, or, you know, or the pitch command or things like that. But has he just, by not being the fifth starter, but being the second starter, has that benefited? He has not wilted at all in that role.
You know? Evan Grant wrote about that actually yesterday in the morning news.
Okay, I'm sorry, cool. I didn't see that. Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think it cannot hurt at all to have a guy like Eovaldi pitching for you and helping you out, getting a scouting report together. And that's one of the things that young pitchers that are on Evaldi's teams talk about, how great he is as a teammate.
Yeah, maybe it's the situation, though, where Eovaldi, though, goes out there and he ties up hitters. You know,
puts him in a bad way.
Puts him in a bad way, and then all of a sudden, there's maybe like, oh, geez, okay, I'm not swinging it very well right now. I mean, Eovaldi doesn't give you a chance to really tee off on him, so all of a sudden, you got hitters that might not have confidence. You know, they're like after a wow, Eovaldi just did something very rare. He went, you know, 9 innings and gave us very little. You know, he had a perfect game going through 5. Does he kill some of the confidence, and then the next day you come to the ballpark and then Jack Leiter's kind of like, he's got the 98 mile an hour fastball. He's got the slider working. And now you got hitters that are even struggling even more to.
I think confidence matters big time, but I don't want to take any credit from our guy, Jack Leiter, Brian.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying though.
This is about the man in the mirror. Yeah. That's Jack Leiter.
I mean, he went to the weight room, added 2 miles of velocity.
Yeah.
Obviously his location's better. He doesn't have to throw it right over the middle of the plate to throw a strike anymore.
And he was already a pretty impressive, just like physically, you could tell it's a guy that works out, takes care of himself. Yeah. But this year in the clubhouse, it was noticeable how much just leaner he looked.
Yeah.
And I think he's clearly stronger.
Well, with these, you know, and listening to the broadcast, they were talking about, and Jared was even talking about this a little bit too, with him, his ability now to elevate pitches. You know, you've got the 97, 98 mile an hour fastball, but you're able to elevate that. And the batters aren't touching that. And then you're able to throw your slider where it's in and up around the knees or the shoe tops. And you got guys swinging at that. You know, we've got a lot. What he had, what I say he had yesterday, like 11
Swings and misses.
Swings and misses.
Yeah, six punch outs.
Yeah, so that's a good thing right there.
Let me get this in from KD Drummond because I teased it. We go to Cowboys Wire, 10 remaining free agents who could start for your Cowboys.
All right.
Amari Cooper is one of them. I put that in the post-draft, maybe post-OTA plan, if we just hate what our wide receivers are looking like after that. I think you put Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, and maybe Deontay Johnson. All four of them are on this list. I think they all go in that category. Brian, what do you think?
The one that I would be really, really interested in is Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I would. And nothing against Amari Cooper. But, yeah, if you told me that I had a chance to post-draft, and, you know, we'll see if Dallas, in fact, does draft one. I think they're trying to kind of okey-doke us and make us think like they're really, really happy with their wide receiver room. But in reality, they're thinking, like, we need to get some help here with CD and get some help for Dak.
Keenan Allen, not young, 33 years old, but had 70 catches for Chicago last year with a bad offensive line and a rookie quarterback.
Throws it all over the place, yeah.
That's great production right there. The Deontay Johnson situation is just crazy that he's been on four teams in 18 months. He must just be a total knob.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was going to be a nice move in the middle of the year for the Ravens. Add an extra weapon to the offense. That thing fizzled out. It was a total disaster. That'd be a total stay away for me.
Mike Hilton seems like a guy that you'd still want there. He's a slot corner. He blitzes. He had 12 tackles for loss last year. Decent ball skills.
Yeah, that's a guy.
But is he a banged up guy?
No question. Yes. Yeah, I think that's
why people are scared of him, right?
Yes.
I need to ask about him on Gang of Seven.
But that's a thing. That's a guy for sure. After the draft, the cornerback situation is in my mind terrible right now for the Cowboys. If you don't get one in the draft, that's a no-brainer post-draft signing.
They made the trade today for Joe Milton. Talking this week, they said they're not done in free agency. I don't know if this trade qualifies as that, but if they're still looking, it's got to be one of these guys. The guard Brandon Scherff is out there, top five pick in 2015. Last year, he was 14th best among guards in pass block win rate. Could be too expensive. Plus, they already brought in the veteran guard Jones.
Yeah.
But I'd love it if they brought in another offensive lineman here. The tackle with the Browns, Jedrick Wills. Would you have him compete with Guyton at left tackle?
Man, what happened to him? I mean, I'm just saying that out loud because I don't know what happened to him, you know?
Yeah.
He was a guy that
he's been injured guy too.
Yeah, but man, he completely has fallen off the cliff, you know. Another guy I probably need to ask about there with Wills.
Yeah, talented guy.
Yeah.
You know, has a lot to like and, you know, probably better than Guyton at this point, although maybe just putting Guyton out there and seeing if he can get it figured out is the best plan here for him in year two. The safety, Justin Simmons, is available again, 32 career picks. He was just in Atlanta, played well. Cowboys going with Hooker and Wilson again. That's just so disappointing.
I think that Todd France represents Simmons, so I don't know if that's one of those ones that you kind of that maybe there's not a great relationship there. So I would say that's probably why Dallas isn't sniffing around on that one. They're bringing in guys on 30 visits and stuff like that fit that safety mode.
And then final guy here on Katie's list is Will Hernandez from the Cardinals. They're another guard.
I think Jones, it says a lot. I think that the fact that his line coach is here, you know, as the offensive coordinator in Dallas, really couldn't get anything done there. Or maybe he said, no, I wouldn't bring him in. So that everybody was kind of connecting the dots, but doesn't sound like that's something that's going to materialize.
469 says, Gavin, your guy Leiter was interviewed after his first start, and he credited Evaldi with helping him with the lineup and what he was seeing. That's Richie from Ennis.
I don't think you were disagreeing with that. I was just asking the question, do you feel like that maybe that Evaldi starts and all of a sudden batters don't have the confidence, and then Jack Leiter with command of pitching, maybe the elevated fastball and then the slider, that maybe that he's kind of taken advantage of some things that, you know, that Evaldi was able to kind of show him. But I think give Evaldi credit for the way he's pitched, but also Jack going out there and following him up. I think Jack being in the second, that'd be a lot of pressure, I think, for a guy that really coming in this season, there were some questions about, but he's been outstanding following Leiter in these games. Or excuse me, following Evaldi in these games.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something to Evo and knowing the type of guy that he is and how he's trying to give everyone as much wisdom as he possibly can. He's definitely taken Leiter under his wing. And, hey, I just saw this lineup yesterday. Here's a couple of things to think about with these guys. There's no question it's helpful. But all the work that Jack Leiter put in the offseason is what allows him to take whatever it is that Evaldi's giving him and actually be able to go out there and perform and execute it.
Yes, sir. Totally agree. Now, tomorrow is probably going to be Mally. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow's a Mally day.
Looking for redemption for old Mally.
And then DeGrom on Saturday. Yeah, that was interesting. Okay. NFL news of the daytime, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Another quarterback gets a deal done, plus the Cowboys continue to live rent-free in the minds of filthy fans. Next in the nation.